You're listening to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs, the podcast for leaders that want to make more, grow faster, and make a bigger impact without working more hours. I'm your host, Ryan Dowdy, former director of sales and college athlete turned entrepreneur. Here's your 20-minute or less dose of sales and leadership training to help you build a high-performing sales team. Let's dive in. Okay, we are back for Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs with the one and only Kelly Roach, my co-founder and business partner in this amazing journey that we have been on. And I'm really excited to let Kelly tell her story a little bit today about hiring a sales team, coming from a Fortune 500 background, coming from being a sales leader who has been, you know, who elevated the ranks very quickly in a corporate career and then transitioned into entrepreneurship. What that looked like in hiring a sales role inside of your company, and what that time like has been for you. So hi, Kelly.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I'm excited as well. So obviously, you know, I know your whole story. I think a lot of our listeners do, but will you give us kind of the cliff notes of, you know, kind of your journey through the corporate space into entrepreneurship?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I started in Fortune 500. I started in the most entry level role that was available. And, you know, many of you know, I got promoted 7 times in 8 years. And, you know, I really committed to being first one in, last one out, absolute mastery, no magic, wasn't the smartest person in the room, wasn't the greatest salesperson in the room, but really wanted to learn, grow, increase my impact, influence, and income, and really took advantage of every opportunity that was available to me. And it just so happened that, you know, there's a very strong correlation both in corporate as well as in the world of entrepreneurship, that the bigger impact you make and the more people that you create success for, the more that your income will correlate with that, right? And so I learned that very early on. And so started developing my sales skills, started teaching others to sell, began as an unbelievably impatient sales leader, really not all that excited about slowing down and teaching a whole bunch of other people things that came, you know, naturally for me, right? And went through all the learning curves of becoming, you know, the leader that I am today and still aspiring to be, right? But I think the most important thing when I went to begin my own business that I knew and understood that gave me an unbelievable advantage in entrepreneurship was I knew that the heartbeat of every successful business is people. I knew that the first and most important thing that I had to do was begin building a team. And I was literally blown away when I got into the online space and I quickly discovered that this was not taught anywhere. There was no mention of team building for entrepreneurs. There was no resources on team building for entrepreneurs. It wasn't even discussed. It was assumed that you would run lean. It's called run lean, run mean, and hire a VA from the Philippines. And this is the only messaging I could find anywhere in the entrepreneurial space about team. And for me, I got started. I hired a VA for an hour a week right out of the gate. I immediately hired. I actually joined a coaching program a year before I actually started selling coaching services because I was like, I want to learn the online space. I'm going to come in guns a-blazing, you know, hit it hard right out. And I always say those were probably two of the most important decisions that I made that then set me up to build a 6 and then 7 and then 8-figure business. And they're still central to everything that I do today. I'm always working with mentors and coaches, and I'm always focused first and foremost on talent acquisition and team. I think the big thing for everyone listening is no matter where you are in your business right now, maybe you have a team, but that team is not selling for you. They're not closing sales each day. They're not making an impact on your bottom line. Or maybe you're one of those people who made it into the online world and, you know, never really got exposed to this conversation around the importance of building team. But so many entrepreneurs are working far too many hours. They're working far too hard for far too little income because either A, they don't have a team, or B, they have a team and that team is not really producing revenue. They're not really making an impact on the bottom line. So I'm excited to be here and unpack this with you, Ryan, today, because I think that these are the kinds of conversations that can literally change the direction of someone's entire business because of the fact that for whatever reason, this just isn't even taught in the online space, which is wild to me. It blows my mind.
No, it's so true. And it's one of the many reasons why I think when I started in my journey, I wound up always very much resonating with your message. And even when I started teaching sales to brand new entrepreneurs, realizing that, nobody's teaching this. Like nobody's even talking, they're not talking about team, but they're certainly not talking about sales. And so sales teams in general just creates a lot of drama for a lot of people and a lot of insecurity and unsure and which way do we go? So in your own journey, I know that you started your business alongside your full-time job. You were close to the seven-figure mark before you ever made that exit. When did you pull a salesperson into your team?
Yeah. I mean, Stephanie, who is my vice president of sales, literally started with me, I think it was in 2014. I want to say end of 2014, beginning of 2015. My business was a little baby, maybe like a year, year and a half old, serving clients. And I would say within 1 year of her joining, she was actually the person. And Ryan, you mentioned this when we were just talking right before we hopped on. You know, you did a sales call back years ago with, you know, a member of our team. It wasn't even me. And this is because my training in Fortune 500 was, why would the CEO be the person conducting the sales calls? Like, that would be insane, right? You know, like I would never expect my CEO to pull up in the car next to me and like come on the sales appointment with me. Like I was a sales rep. And so I did the sales appointments. And then as a branch manager, I had sales reps that reported to me and they did the sales calls and so on and so forth, right? But it's so, so interesting that there's this dynamic in the online world of CEOs still doing the sales calls. And then they wonder why they're so burnt out and having this actual subconscious resistance to closing sales because they're so exhausted. They don't want to get on one more sales call. They don't want to have one more conversation. Even the money isn't compelling enough to want to have one more call in the calendar. And so if you're listening to this today and you're like, wow, I didn't even realize, but I was doing that. I see business owners doing this all the time. They sabotage their sales. They'll be growing, growing, growing. And then all of a sudden everything will just stop. And they'll say, I don't know what's going on. The sales calls aren't coming in. The people that are coming in aren't closing. And I'm like, yeah, because you don't want it. You're burnout, you're exhausted. You're actually subconsciously sabotaging your own success because you're just not in a mental space. And no person was meant to do every job in the running of a successful business, right? It takes a village and we have to remember that.
Yes, that's so very true. And one of my stories is, yes, when I did my sales call with your team, it was not with you. And also that I very specifically said, Kelly, to Stephanie, I told her I didn't want a team.
Yeah.
The team is not my jam. I don't want to do that. Coming from the corporate world, feeling a lot like you, feeling a little impatient, like being like, I don't really want to hold their hands and just all of that, right? So I felt all of that. And until my business really started to grow, when I realized that A, what was possible, right? So I don't think I even knew what was possible. But once it started to gain traction and I did, but then B, it was like, no, if we're really going to do what we want to do and do it well, I can't be the bottleneck in this business, which is what we create when we try to do all of the sales calls ourselves. So what do you say to that CEO who does think, well, but people really want to talk to me. I'm the face of the company. I'm the person live. I'm the person whose face is all over Instagram. I'm the one in Instagram stories. How is somebody else going to come in, build the relationships and get people enrolled in our programs? Like people want to talk to me. What's kind of your advice for that person?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I would really think about is what is the brand positioning that you want to create and what is the authority that you want to claim? If you are the CEO of the company and you are also available to get on sales calls every day, there is some mixed messaging there, right? It kind of begs the question, is this person really as successful as they say that they are? Because here they are on social media looking like they're running this company, they're doing all these great things, and yet I'm getting on the phone with them to do a free phone conversation. And that's absolutely fine in the beginning stages. We all did that. I did that, of course. And I recommend that every business owner do that because you have to learn the process, create the process, and then pass it along to other members of your team. But there is definitely an authority positioning there that you really need to think about. And the other thing is, once again, I just want to remind everyone, this is this false story that has been brought into entrepreneurship. In every other industry in the world, it would never be the CEO that's getting on the sales call. It would be the sales team. But this falsehood that has happened in entrepreneurship, of leading people to believe that, oh, if you just have the right funnel, oh, if you just use this online marketing tool, you know, oh, if you just send really good copywriting in your email sequences, you're never going to have to talk to another person again. I saw a lot of this marketing back a couple of years ago. It's starting to fizzle now because people see through the BS, but there's still quite a bit of it happening. But you have to really think about that, right? When people are going to make a purchase, that is probably one of the 3 to 5 highest investments that they're going to make in their life beyond a house, a car, college education, right? Tuition, you know, they're going to want to talk to a human being. And also that human being doesn't need to be you, right? So I think it's definitely a little bit of ego, a little bit of playing it safe where we think that it has to be us. But the truth of the matter is that just like in every other industry in the world outside of online marketing, people will learn to represent your brand. They will learn to communicate on your behalf, and they will successfully invite and welcome people into your products and programs if you allow them the opportunity to do so.
And I think so much of it is how you train your audience, like you train your people. And again, I think I started talking to a member of your team back in 2018. And I actually Stephanie booked a call once and I got on the phone with you. But then since then, like that never happened. And it was never weird to me. You know, I was just like, oh, okay, cool. It never occurred to me that that would happen. And so I think because it was your positioning. Right? It was how you talked about it. You're going to get on the phone with a member of my team. If you want, you know, if this is what you want, get on the phone with a member of my team. And that was just how you talked about it. And you've always done an excellent job. And we train on this a lot in Academy, and you train on this a lot in the Unstoppable Entrepreneur, is the idea of engineering your celebrity, the celebrity of your team.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Because to some people, they're like, what does that mean? Like, how do we elevate the authority of our team, Kelly, so that people are excited about having a conversation with them?
Well, this is another thing that I feel like is really severely lacking in the entrepreneurial space, which is understanding the importance of investing in your team and empowering them, like I said earlier, to communicate on your behalf. When people don't want to get on the phone with your team, there's usually two reasons. Either A, you've mispositioned them, because Ryan, you just explained, it's very much in your language and how you present that then trains your audience what to believe. That's number one. Or number two, you haven't properly invested in your team for them to be able to add value. And I always say that if you want a prospect to want to get on the phone with you or with your team, that prospect has to believe that there is intrinsic value in spending this time in this conversation, whether or not I buy. Now, if your team is hidden behind the curtain and is treated like they're your VA team, your administrative help, then guess what? Of course, no one wants to get on the phone with them because they see them as your helpers, right? Versus if you engineer the celebrity of your team, you empower them to be out front in the market, you allow them to get on camera, you teach and coach them on how to present and facilitate your content, you really help them with their language and their articulation of your products and programs in a way, and the market can see, wow, this person really truly understands what you are teaching, then they want to get on the phone with them. One, they're curious as anything, how do I get someone that can do that for me, right? And that's exactly what you want to create in the market. You want people to interact with your team and say, what is this person doing in their business if they have someone that is able to have this conversation with me right now? That, again, positions you and it uplifts the entire brand. Right. And secondly, you want them to see the value that they can get on the phone with the team and learn something that is going to be meaningful to them, whether or not they buy, which is also going to be a big influencing factor in whether or not they buy.
So let's talk a little bit about that. You said something about investing in your team. You're like, it's really important to invest in your team. And we hear a lot of people that are like, well, I'm afraid to invest in my team because, and especially in sales, right? Because sales by the nature of the profession tends to have some turnover and different things like that. So there's a lot of fear in investing in that salesperson. How do you help them overcome that thought process?
Yeah. Well, I read something many, many years ago that always stuck with me where it said, a CFO said to an accountant, we can't invest that money in training the team. What if they leave? And the accountant said to the CFO, what if we don't invest that money and they stay? Right? And I read that and that was so powerful to me. What if you don't invest in your team and they stay? Right? And that's the thing. So many times we as business owners are making decisions about the upfront costs instead of the back end ROI. And that is the biggest mistake you can make as a business owner. You cannot look at things like that. You have to say, whenever I'm making a decision, I invest in training constantly for my team. They're always in programs. I have people working in three different coaching programs right now on my team outside of the coaching that I'm doing for myself. And we're always working with coaches because what if they say, and you don't invest in them? What is that going to do to your brand? What is that going to do to your business? But I think so many times business owners think, as I said, in terms of upfront costs and what is the risk if they make this investment and the person goes. Well, if you're involved and you participate and you really learn and understand what it is that this person is you know, being taught, you'll be able to pass that on to the next person. But you can't think that way anyway, because there's such a big risk if you don't put that investment and put that training into people. You know, what's going to happen to your brand? What's going to happen to your ability to follow through and deliver on your promise to your clients? So I think it's a mindset that it's really, really important to get your own head around and to make it a continuum in your business. That's the other thing. You know, a lot of times people think that coaching or mentorship or investing in programs is like a transactional one-time thing. Like, oh, I did that already. And I'm like, no. That's not how it works. You talk to any successful CEO, even up to publicly traded companies, they have a board of directors, they have outside consultants that they pay millions of dollars to that are coming in and guiding and advising and teaching and coaching them, right? So this is not something that ever ends. It doesn't matter if you're a rinky-dink little baby company that only has three clients and you need to learn how to get from a baby client, you know, company that has three clients to 100, or you're a publicly traded company that is trading on the stock market. You're going to have outside consultants. You're going to have people coming out in and evaluating you and the team. You're going to have a board of directors. This is something that the sooner that you understand that mindset of investing, whether it be in yourself or in your team, the faster you're going to grow and the more stable your business is going to be. And I say that also because as a business owner, as you grow, your business is going to go through ups and downs. We all know that that line of success is not a straight line, but investing and making the team strong and really being able to demonstrate the value that you perceive in them by making that investment, that's what's also going to keep people when the going gets tough and when you do go through those dips and those bounce backs, because it happens to all of us, right? We all go through that in the journey of building our businesses and growth.
Yeah. No, I love all of those things. And we could spend forever and ever and ever talking about them. I know these are passion topics for both of us, but you know, I always promise I like to keep these episodes short and power packed. And I just really appreciate you kind of taking that apart and then really talking about the mindset shift, because I think, we know that mindset is so important when we're new, right? And like you said, we think it's something we checked a box. Like, oh, we checked a box. Like, okay, I can. I'm a seven-figure business owner now. Like, I'm good. And it's like, no. The mindset continues to evolve of, you know, becoming that leader, becoming that person who invests in your team, becoming that person who wants to be the CEO and not the primary revenue driver. Like, so many of these things, they feel tactical in nature, but really what you just said was their own mindset.
100%. And I will say, even, you know, for me, what I've learned is, you know, as you go higher, you actually need that support more and more, not less and less. And it's a little bit counterintuitive. So thanks for bringing the topic, you know, to our dialogue, Ryan, because I think it will really help a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for being here. We greatly appreciate it. And we will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs podcast. If you've gotten any value out of this podcast, we'd love if you go to iTunes and leave us a review. Screenshot your review and share it with us on Instagram @Social Sellers Academy. And thanks for listening.